Omar Rabbi Lori Beloi wants to say like this. Uma ilu oimel chaver. Somebody says to his friend, Sodezu shani meichel cho. This field that I'm going to sell to you, because Reuven owns the field, and he has it. And he says to Shimon, listen, you want to buy my field. This field that I'm going to sell to you, I'm making a tanai right now, that when I will rebuy it back from you later, taktish, I want it to become hegdish. Is Miloy Kitcha, isn't it also considered hegdish? In other words, since you speak out to say that you want it to be hegdish later, when I buy it back from you, so if you speak it out to be hegdish later, it helps. So maybe here also, if she speaks it out that she wants another to be chal later when she receives a get, by speaking it out, maybe that's enough. Maybe that's good.
All right, to know.
So this thing, Marius, right back. What does one have to do with the other? Maskal lover of Yirmiya. Me dummy? What does one have to do with the other? Over here we're talking about Sodezu Shani Meichlecha. Because Reuven has a field that right now Reuven still owns the field. Reuven didn't give it away to Shimon yet. So the field right now is in Reuven's Rishus. Sodezu Shani Meichlecha. I'm going to sell it to you, but I didn't sell it to you yet. Sahashta Biyodahi. Right now it's in my hand. If I wanted to, I can make this field hegdish right now. Right now I own the field. I didn't do any transaction yet. I didn't sell it to you yet. So it belongs to me. See, here there's a nigel. If I wanted to, I could have made this field hegdish right now. So therefore, if I speak out and say, you should know, I plan to sell it to you, true. But I'm saying you should know later when I buy it back from you, I want it to be hegdish. So here the hegdish could be chal. Here the hegdish is chal, true, after I sell it and when I buy it back from you. You know why? Because right now I own the field. So if I wanted to, I'm an owner on the field, I can make it hegdish right now. So that's not called so much like a Lord Bali Erlam. That's called you have shaychus to the field, because right now it is my field. So here if I speak out to say that this field, after I sell it to you, when I buy it back, should be hegdish, here it's good. Of the Chura Isha, the Yodol LaHagdish Maisi Yodeha, but is a wife able to be Maktish Maisi there right now? Kolzaman, your wife is married, Kolzaman, she's your wife, there's no way that she could make her Maisi Daim Osir on you. She can't make her paycheck Osir to the husband, because she's Meshumah to the husband. So what do you want to tell me? But since she's speaking out and saying that she wants this Issa Neder to be Chal after she gets the get later, so why don't she speak it out? But right now, Lamaisa, she's Meshumah to her husband. Right now, there's no way for her to make it Hegdish. So then the Hegdish should not be Chal, the Issa Neder should not be Chal. It's no Sushtot Rebbe Loi's case over there. Because there you own the field right now. It's Bidiyada for you right now to make the field Hegdish. The verse says, Hola Damya. This Daim is another case. Now, Isha is like this case. El Luyay Malachaber. Somebody says to his friend, Sodezu Shemachati Lucho. This field that I already sold to you. If after you sold your field to your friend, now you go to your friend and you say, that tomorrow after I buy it back from you, taktish, I want this field to become hegdish. Is me kitcha? Is it hegdish? In other words, in this case, true, it won't be hegdish. If you already sold the field, so right now when you're talking, you don't own the field anymore. So you can't say now that you should know later when I buy the field back, then I want it to be hegdish. But right now you don't own the field, it's not your field, you can't make it hegdish. So the same thing by Isha also. Right now when the Isha is still married, she's Meshubah to her husband. So how could she say this neder that she wants her Maisi Adan to be also to her husband if right now she can't make it hegdish? She can't make the Isha neder. So far we have no kash, no teres to Shmuel. And this thing where it says, no, maskil lo rapor, Papi has to kash it back. Me dummy? No, what does one have to do with the other? Hatei still is different. If you already sold your field, so once you sell your field, you have nothing at all to do with that field anymore. It's not your field. You sold it. So therefore, if you wake up the next day and you tell the friend, you should know, I plan to buy it back from you. And when I buy it back from you, I want it to be hegdish. Nothing doing. Right now, the field is not yours. You're like talking to the wall. You don't own the field right now, so you have no way to make that field hegdish. That's a double shlor b'liyolim. That's true. But Isha is different, though. of a gabi isha mi psikya milsa, but by your wife, is it called that the wife has nothing at all to do with the maisi yadayim? The wife, still, she's making the money, it's her paycheck. Really, the money belongs to her. Just as aloha, she's meshubid, she's supposed to work for her husband. But she has shaykhs to the money, though. You can't say it's like a case where you already sold the field. If you sold the field, you have nothing to do with that money. But over here, she has something to do with the money because she's making the money. True, it's meshubid to her husband, but she has something to do here. Holy dami, this should be like Ella to this type of a case. That liyayim alachaver, when somebody goes to his friend and tells his friend like this, sodezu shemashchanti lecho, that this field that I made a mashkin for you, in other words, I lent you money, and you gave me this field, sodezu shemashchanti lecho, that's good, you lent me money, so I gave you my field for a mashkin, so now you have it as a mashkin, and I tell you, l'keshev denimimuch, when I'm going to be paid to you, when I pay the money up and get my mashkin back, taktish, I want it to be hegdish. Mila Kitcha, isn't it hegdish? In other words, even though I gave my field away to you, told on to it from Ashkin, for a pledge, but if Shat is, though the field still belongs to me, just you're holding on to it for a pledge. So therefore, since I could get it back when I want it, when I pay up my money, I get back my field, I have something to do with that field. So therefore, I could be matish the field. So I've been the same thing by Nisha also. Since Lamaisa the Isha is making the money, and really it has to do with this money, just as Alocha that right now she's Meshubah to give it to her husband. So maybe since though she has to do with this money, if she speaks out and says that she wants the Neder to be Chal after she receives the get, maybe it could be Chal. This thing where it says back no again, Maska la Rav Shisha Brei the Ravidi. Me dummy, what does one have to do with the other? Sada over here, the other Livdoisai. Here it's very good. Really it's your field. What happened? You borrowed $1,000 from your friend, and you gave him a pledge, you let him hold on to your field. Now, even though your friend is holding on to this field, but any second, any time you want, all you have to do is just pay back the $1,000, and you get your field back. That's called biyodel efdoisai. Any time you want, you could do something to get your field back. So there we say, we look as if you have a shlita, you have something to do with that field, that's why you could be matish it. But isha, a wife, biyodel is garish. Does she have any power to receive a get? She can't do anything to get a get. The husband has to give her a get. Kozuman, the husband, didn't give her a get. She can't do anything to make the get come. Like, she can't force the husband to give her a get. So Kozuman, the husband, didn't give her a get. What she makes is meshubah to the husband. So it should be considered like she has nothing here yet. The money is only meshubah to the husband. She shouldn't be able to be makdashit, to make a nether on it. Holy diamond, this should be diamond to the case. El Yom HaChaver, somebody tells his friend, Sodezu, this field, Shemashchanti L'chol Yesishonim, that I gave it to you for a pledge for 10 years. That I'm telling you now, L'keshev Denim M'chot Taktish, that after 10 years from now, when I get it back, it should be Hegdish. Meanwhile, Kish isn't Kodesh. Tatsumar says, even if you want to say Isha, takes a long time until she gets to get, but it should be Daimah to 10 years of the Mashkin. Just like if you give away your field for a pledge for 10 years, still we say, if you say you want it to be Hegdish, after you get it back, it's called Kaddish. So even though there's a long time involved, still, since you have to do with it, you can be Makdashit. So we must say still, Maskal or Avashi, Midami, still, one has nothing to do with the other. Hasam Kits, there's an end to it. You gave away your field for 10 years. We know clearly at the end of 10 years, you get your field back. So since there's an exact amount of time when for sure you will get your field back, that's still called, you have to do with this field. Still called your field, that's why you could be mad to shit. But isha meyisle kitzusa, but by your wife there's no set time. There's no limit to when she receives a get. It could be she'll never get a get. It's not up to her, they get a get. The husband has to give her the get. So the wife calls the man, she didn't receive the get. She's meshubi, whatever she works, she'd go over to her husband. So still, it's not called her reshus at all. If she wants to make a nis a neder, it shouldn't be chal the neder. So we still have a kasha back on Shmuel. Shmuel says like this, Elo Amar Rav Ashi, I tell you, Shani Konomis is different. Dichi Kedusha Saguf Domi, that the Issa, when you make a neder upon something, it's a very strong Issa, it's like a Hegdish, like a Kedusha Saguf. Like my Korban, where you give the animal a Kedusha Saguf. Ukadurava, then it goes like Rav Ashita. To Yama Rav, Rav always says, that a Hegdish, when you make this something, a Kedusha Saguf, Rav Chometz on Pesach, the Chometz is also Banor. Rav Shishru, when you Meshachar and Eved, Ivri and Eved Kanani, Maskiyim Medei Shibut. Even though they're Meshubut to somebody, but Hegdish is so strong, it takes away the Shibut. That's how strong Hegdish is. So here also, Kanomis as an Issa Kedusha, like a Kedusha Saguf. Therefore, it could take off Shibudim. But the Mori Hochi is so, Lomali Shemi Yigoshenu, what do you have to say? Maybe the wife will receive a get. Even if she doesn't receive a get, the Meister, the Nether should be Chal right now, because the Nether, the Kronomis, is Maskiya Midei Shibut. So Mori says, Tony and Echonami, V'yoyit Shemi Yigoshenu, there are two truths in there, thank you true. Kronomis is so strong that when an Isha makes it, it's a Nether. Kronomis, that whatever she makes should be also to her husband, even though really she's Meshubit. She has to work for her husband, but Rav says there are certain type of Kedushas, a Kedushas Haguf, and that's like Kronomis, that's so strong that once you make it Hegdish, the Hegdish takes over, and now it becomes also to the husband, and that breaks the Shibut. The Kasha was, since she has to work for her husband, it's not in her Rishus, the Teretz says Hegdish is stronger than that. And when you make Kronomis, it's so strong that the Yisra could be Chal, and once it's Chal, then it goes away, the husband is also. What does the Mishnah say? Shall we receive a get? That's another teretz. The Yod Shem Yigoshenu. Ran says, the Yod Shem Yigoshenu Koma. Mehashta Nami Kodesh, the Kain of Afkiya Shibudi the Baal. Shem Tzolayim Adamur, and even if you want to send a bonnet with Malam, the Shibudi the Baal, the other Tachtov, of our Koponim, when she gets a get, then the Nether could be Chal. Smelly really Shmuel holds, ain't not the Makish, Dovashlo Baliolam. Only by Nisan Nidorim, a Nether is very strong. Kanomis has a loch like Kedushas Aguf, that when you make an Issa Kanomis, that's Chal, even though it has to break a Shibut. Alright, we'll stop here.